For our next story, we entered a different kind of growing environment, not a dank basement, but a brightly lit lab with rows and rows of tiny lettuce plants sprouting in containers. Located at Penn School of Dentistry, it is the lair of Henry Daniel. He's a professor in the Department of Biochemistry and Pathology and Director of Translational Research.
When we bring the seeds back from the greenhouse,
Daniel wears a colorful DNA helix tie. The lab is abuzz with lights, ventilators, and his energy. His passion for research is inspired by his life experience.
I was born in India. I have seen children die of cholera.
Daniel is attempting to make vaccines and medications cheaper and more accessible for people in countries like his native India.
Many of these treatments that are available here for decades are not available to the people. Globally, one-third of the global population earns $2 a day.
Which brings us back to the tiny plants growing in clear containers underneath humming neon lights.
What you see are racks of lettuce plants. To your right, you see the gene gun. this is used to fire human genes, in this case, insulin gene, and we shoot them into the plant cells. We know how to multiply them and grow them, so you see almost a whole little lettuce plant expressing a human insulin in every single cell.
So what could we do with this piece of lettuce?
We harvest the lettuce leaf that we typically eat, but here these leaves will be lyophilized, that's a technical term, which basically drying them and powdering them, and we make capsules. And those capsules are given orally, and this is to eliminate injections of insulin. Typically, an average type 1 diabetes patient would receive 50,000 injections in their lifetime. This would replace injectables.
And why the lettuce? Why can't we just take the insulin and somehow turn it into a powder and let us take it that way?
If we take insulin directly orally, we have enzymes in the stomach which will degrade the protein. So insulin is a hormone, which is a protein, and so it will never reach the bloodstream. So any plant cell, when you put the protein inside the plant cell, it has a cell wall that protects this protein from digestion. And so this insulin will be safely taken to the gut. That's where it will be absorbed.
Do all of these have insulin, or are you trying other substances as well?
Each of these shelf is for a different disease. So we have a number of different vaccines for autoimmune disorders. We also produce vaccines against infectious diseases. For example, we make a polio vaccine. We make here malaria vaccine, cholera vaccine, tuberculosis vaccine. So a number of infectious diseases vaccines are also made here.
And why, what's wrong with the vaccine? Why go through all this trouble when one could say, well, we already have something that works?
Absolutely. There's a whole lot of things wrong. If you get me started on that one. For example, take polio. There's been polio outbreak in Southeast Asia, it's jumped to Africa, vaccine-derived, unfortunately. They blame it on vaccine storage because refrigeration was not maintained and therefore the virus in the vaccine mutated. This refrigeration is not feasible in many remote parts of the world. So our vaccines can be stored in a capsule forever. We have tested them for a few years, but they are stable, and they don't need refrigeration.
Once the lettuce plants grow and go to seed, the drug or vaccine-carrying lettuce could be regrown easily, explained Daniel, which he said would lower production costs.
For example, we have made anthrax vaccine. 1 acre can produce 320 million doses of anthrax vaccine. So this whole thing can be done in one greenhouse for a disease. And I just came back from a visit to a pharma company. They showed me these huge columns that they use to purify the proteins and make insulin, for example. And that column was $10 million, and they can use it only once. And their facility was $900 million. So this technology needs a greenhouse and a machine to make capsules. The cost of healthcare is something that really needs to be addressed.
Daniel likens this potential cost reduction to another field where prices have dropped dramatically.
The very first phone call that I made when I came from India here cost me $75. Today I'm making them free by Skype. And you can see the revolution. My phone bill was more than my rent always. So that's a technological revolution, and medicine needs that.
Henry Daniel is a professor of biochemistry and pathology at the University of Pennsylvania.